It would be kind of refreshing to kind of be like a game where you don't have joint practices and you kind of just go out there and have a little more game kind of feel expectations.
You know, this week is more, you know, more emphasis on more of a game week during the regular season. So, you know, guys are just getting into that mode. And you know, I think as a whole, we're getting into that mode of just a regular season game now.
Mentally, what does that involve, kind of downshifting from training camp to ahead?
More emphasis on you know, game planning type scenarios and all phases, all three phases in offense, defense, and special teams. So we're just going through those and preparing like this is you know, week one, week two, regular season game. So we're just going through those all those scenarios there.
You've been at this for a while. Do you start to get the calendar starts to turn, you get closer to that opener, you start to get a little bit more more excited that you got to ditch training camp and get to the real stuff?
Yeah, it's the butterflies. they're coming back, and you know, you get anxious, and you get real excited just to start the season back up, man. You know, this is a great game we play, and guys are you know, they're ready. We're ready to go, and we just got to continue to keep on pushing and get to that first week.
When you say butterflies, it's not nervous butterflies. It's butterflies of excitement.
Yeah, just anxious and excitement, just to get the season, you know, get it going. You know, I think a lot of guys are very excited about this year, and we got to go out there and improve, you know, every week. So it's a good deal for us, and you know, we're just going to continue to keep working. That's what we've been doing, you know, stringing days together and just keep on pushing until that first game.
How much, if at all, will you look at a guy like Kelvin Benjamin this week just to know what's coming on Friday?
You know, we're still going through that process now of, you know, game planning and you know, still got to look at film and seeing what the Panthers offense are doing. So, you know, we're looking at all the receivers. You know, we can't just, you know, you can't just point out Benjamin, but at the same time, we're looking at the whole receiving corps. And you know, we're just going to continue to keep on doing the best we can by game planning and you know, find out what's best for us to play the right defenses out there.
As a guy who has been around now for a little bit and has seen, you know, the game's great receivers, does it pique your interest at all just to say, hey, here's one of the new, you know, new guys coming in? I guess that's why I was asking that.
You know, I'm not really looking at it that way. You know, it really doesn't matter who lines up on the other side, a receiver. You know, it's still, you know, we're still in preseason, but at the same time, like I said, we're taking this time now to you know, focus on more of game planning, and that's what we're trying to do, just game plan this week like it's a regular season game, and that's what I'm trying to focus on is just, you know, the game planning type aspect of the game.
Is it everybody's job to keep an eye on Cam if the play breaks down, or is it you just have to, because he gets loose.
He's real great at getting outside the pocket and scrambling, and that's a big part of his game, and I think everybody knows that around the NFL that you got to keep him in the pocket because he can hurt you with his legs. So in the back end, you know, as a secondary, we got to continue to just latch on to our receivers and play them as he scrambles, because you know, if you're looking back at Cam watching the play, then he can throw one over your head. So we just got to continue to understand that and know that this coming week.
Is there any clarification that you guys have gotten on the flag situation? I know they've been just
say the first. I'm sorry.
Any clarification that you guys have gotten on the flag situation? I know it's kind of a work in progress, but
yeah,
it's 20 everywhere across the league.
It's tough. It's tough. I think we just got to work through it. You know, we you know, teams have been working through it. You know, during this preseason, and it's I think it's a learning situation for everybody. It's a new rule. The refs are trying to do the best they can. As players, we're trying to do the best we can by keeping our hands off the receivers down the field, and that's a learning process. You know, maybe in the regular season, maybe things might change. You never know. But at this moment, man, everybody's just trying to make sure they're doing the right thing by following the rule.
When you have points about this like that,
Durrell, especially, you know, the start of preseason, would you like more game snaps? Would you like to get in there if the situation presents itself, get in there a little bit more than you normally would?
You know, it's everybody has their own clock when they're ready, and coaches know that. You know, it's really not up to me. You know, that's up to coach.
What is your clock?
I don't know. if my number's called to play, and coach wants me to play, then I'm out there playing. If not, then you know, he knows, he has his own time in his head, you know, where he knows when guys are ready to play and not ready to play. So you know, I just leave it up to coach.
Durrell, you've been basically stationed on the left side since you got here. Mm-hmm. In the past, you've been a guy who's moved everywhere around the field. So what are your thoughts on basically just manning one side?
You know, it is what it is. You know, whatever my job is, and it's been playing left corner, that's fine with me. You know, whatever's best for the team, and whatever coach feels I can best help the team is good for me. So, you know, it's fine. I've been doing my job and doing what I need to do.
Was there a conversation about you just playing the left side? Did you just say, go there and...
You know, we try a bunch of things, you know, during practice, even, you know, going back to OTA. So, it's just trying new things and seeing what's just best fits our defense and best fit the team.
One of the veterans they added in the receiving corps is Jericho Cottrell.
Yeah.
He's got a very productive player for a long time. Your impressions having seen him up close and from afar?
Well, we were teammates during our New York days, and I know him very well. He's a great receiver. Smooth type of runner, can run every route in the route tree. You know, I saw him playing last year a lot with the Steelers, so you know, we kind of fell off. But at the same time, it'll be good to see him. And shake his hand and say what's up, because I haven't seen him in a while. But no, he's a great receiver, and I'm looking forward during the challenge.
How much time right now do you devote toward looking ahead to guys like Mike Wallace or Cordarrelle Patterson, guys that you have a good chance of seeing in weeks 1 and 2?
You know, at this time, you know, that's a couple weeks away. You know, I'm not even really focused on that. You know, I'm just trying to focus on this week. And get prepared for the Panthers.
You've had 3-plus weeks at camp now to look at these wide receivers here. What stands out to you about this group of guys in this locker room? Edelman, Tompkins, the rest of them?
They're all great receivers, man. We've been battling since OTAs. It's been great work. You know, it's been great going against Tom as well. And it's all competition at the end of the day. You know, some days we might have did well, and some days they might have did well on us. So the competition has been going back and forth, and you know, finally that's over, and now we can you know, focus more on the season and get prepared to move forward.